الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم احفظنا وجميع المسلمين من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.
Just a few announcements. Today, as you know, we have a collection in our masjid for Madrasa Faruqiya, which is a darulum in Himachal Pradesh. And the population of this place, there are only 3% Muslims living in Himachal Pradesh. So I request all the brothers to donate generously. They are in need of our help and support. They have a madrasa, 513 girls and boys. They also run 206 makatibs. There are thousands of students studying there. Please donate generously with your zakat, sadqat, and lillah donations. And second announcement, as you all know, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate and lucky to have Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith, Mufti Abdul Rahim Saab, Limbada, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah amongst us. We are very fortunate to read Salah behind Hazrat. Many of our children who are studying our Maktab, their Asatida, they are the students. Many of the Asatida, they are the students of Hazrat. We are very lucky today to, inshallah, listen directly from Hazrat. So I request all the brothers, inshallah, to participate in the talk after the remaining Salah. Jazakallah.
Thank you.
If I can request the brothers to come forward, inshallah, being mindful of those still praying salah. Please come forward close to the minbar. Jazakallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nasallim ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Respected brothers, alhamdulillah, we are very lucky and fortunate to be in the company of these pious. Alhamdulillah, you know, the famous saying, Sohbati Saleh, Tura Saleh, Kuned. You know, stay in the good company, inshallah, the company of the pious, inshallah, that has an effect on us. So we're very fortunate today to have a Shaykh al-Hadith amongst us. Inshallah, we'll start off this program with a recitation of the Quran. I would like to call upon Mawlana Abdul Rahman Sida to, inshallah, start the program with a recitation of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون قل فغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم ياتكم رسل منكم يتنون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Qari Sahib recited in Imam Warsh, Rahmatullah Ali's Qirat. Imam Warsh is the student of Imam Nafi', who had two students, Imam Qalun and Imam Warsh, Rahmatullah. And the recitation that we recite in Salah and the Quran is the Imam Hafs recitation. This was Imam Warsh, Rahmatullah Ali's recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the recitation and give us the ability to act upon the Quran and make us from the Zumar and the people who will be told to go into Jannat. Ameen. Inshallah, we're moving on to the program. Before we start the program and the Qaris, before we have the Bayan, inshallah, I would like to call Hazrat Khadim, Mawlana Qari Naeem, to inshallah deliver a nasheed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, I'll start with a hamd, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I request everybody to participate in zikr. Dil ko agar Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah koi bataye dariya wo ko aisi rawani kisne di kisne chamakta din bakhsha yeh raat suhani kisne di nanne munne podon ko gulshan ki jawani kisne di woh yakta kudrat bhi yakta woh yakta kudrat bhi yakta yakta hai mera allah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah dil ko agar chamkana ho to dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah allah 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 Allah, Allah, Allah. Socho zara Fir'aun ke ghar mein Musa ko kisne pala? Gaur karo machli ki shikam mein hai Yunus ko kisne pala? Pehle aag mein dala aur phir aag ko phool kisne kiya? Uske naam ke gun gaate hain uske naam ke gun gaate hain ibrahim khalilullah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah Allah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah Allah 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 dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah دوسری پڑھ لیجیے ٹھیک ہے ان شاء اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معراج کی شب جب اللہ نے محبوب اپنے کو بلوایا معراج کی شب جب اللہ نے محبوب اپنے کو بلوایا سوچو تو صحیح ان دانوں کی سوچو تو صحیح ان دانوں کی kuftar ka alam kya hoga allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin. ایک ہی اللہ ایک نبی ہے ایک ہی ہے قرآن تو پھر کیوں پٹک گیا انسان ایک ہی اللہ ایک نبی ہے ایک ہی ہے قرآن تو پھر کیوں بھٹک گیا انسان تو پھر کیوں بھٹک گیا انسان ایک دوسرے کا خون بہائے شیطان ہم کو کیا بہکائے ایک دوسرے کا خون بہائے شیطان ہم کو کیا بہکائے آج ہماری حالت پر خود ہنستا ہے شیطان کہ کتنا بھٹک گیا انسان کہ کتنا بھٹک گیا انسان جگروں میں تو پرتا کیوں ہے آپس میں تو لڑتا کیوں ہے جگروں میں تو پرتا کیوں ہے آپس میں تو لڑتا کیوں ہے بغض و عداوت افی جہالت علم کا ہے فقدان کہ کتنا بھٹک گیا انسان کہ کتنا بھٹک گیا انسان ایک ہی اللہ ایک نبی ہے ایک ہی ہے قرآن تو پھر کیوں بھٹک گیا انسان تو پھر کیوں بھٹک گیا انسان
Qari Sahib, just for those that did not understand this, three nasheeds, mashallah, the first one, Qari Sahib, he's saying that, Dilko agar chamkana, if you want to enlighten your hearts, then enlighten your hearts with the dhikr of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Increase in dhikr. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatmainu al-qulub. So dhikr of Allah, connected to Allah, connection to Allah will come through, contentment of the heart come through dhikr of Allah. And Hazrat himself has his dhikr majlis every Thursday at Rahimi Abdul Rahim Academy here in Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadis himself, Mawlana Bilal Sahib. They have the dhikr majlis. Try to attend the dhikr majalis and the mashayikh in our area or wherever we find mashayikh. Try to attend these dhikr majlis and the gatherings of dhikr to enlighten our hearts. And the second nasheed was about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Durood Sharif. And the last one is that Allah in the nasheed, it was about the Quran still being the same, the Nabi and the Prophet. The deen, everything is the same. Why has the insan, why has the human changed? We have changed when the Quran, the Nabi, and everything is same. We have, you know, hatred. We have amongst us, and we have enmity, hasad, bughz, kina. These illnesses of the heart. You understand? We have these illnesses of the heart, and we have hatred. And imagine how Nasheed was saying that how happy with the shaitan becomes when he sees the differences in the ummah. And today's topic is one ummah, unity. And alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate for that. We have Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, who despite being so busy has given us this time, which I would like to call upon Hazrat to enlighten us with the words of wisdom. Exactly.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن یضلل فلا هادی له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم اذ كنتم اعداء فالف بين قلوبكم فاصبحتم بنعمته اخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فانقذكم منها، كذلك يبين الله لكم اياته لعلكم تهتدون. وقال تعالى: إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء، إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون. وقال تعالى: وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا، أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم، أفشوا السلام بينكم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم القيامة: أين المتحابون فيا؟ وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيا والمتجالسين فيا والمتباذلين فيا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ألا أنبئكم بأفضل من الصدقة والصيام؟ إصلاح ذات البين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ما قال ربنا وخالقنا ورازقنا من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سب درود شریف پڑھیں. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ہوں لاکھوں سلام اس آقا پر، دل لاکھوں جس نے جوڑ دیے. ہوں لاکھوں سلام اس آقا پر، دل لاکھوں جس نے جوڑ دیے، اور دنیا کو دیا پیغام سکون، طوفانوں کے رخ موڑ دیے. حضور آئے تو کیا کیا ساتھ نعمت لے کے آئے ہیں: اخوت، علم و حکمت، آدمیت لے کے آئے ہیں. اخوت برادرہڈ، آدمیت ہیومینٹی، علم و حکمت نالج اینڈ وزڈم لے کر آئے ہیں. ریسپیکٹڈ ایلڈرز، برادرز، فرینڈز، فرسٹ آف آل وی تھینک اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ فار آل ہز نعمتس، نعمت اسلام، نعمت ایمان، نعمت احسان، نعمت قرآن، نعمت نماز، ظاہری نعمت، باطنی نعمت. واسبغ علیکم نعمہ ظاہرۃ و باطنہ. May Allah give us tawfiq to do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we thank the organizers of this program, Imam Sahab, Maulana Usman Sahab, committee members, community members. Then shukriya to all of you for turning up. I know it's Saturday evening. Some of you might be into football, their favorite game might be on. But still you sacrificed and you came here. May Allah reward you. Reality is that these majalis are viewed by the angels in the heavens with lots of noor and light, just as we view the stars in the heavens. Humko jaise aasman mein sitare chamakte hue nazar aate hain, to aasman ke farishton ko zameen par ye majlisein isi tarah noorani chamakti hui nazar aati hain. Aur in majalis ka fayda aur iski benefit qiyamah ke din jab wahan Allah ke yahan pahunchenge tab pata chalega. Ye majalis jo hain isme ek togetherness hota hai, mohabbat, ijtimaiyat, ek khas noor hota hai. You can listen to these discourses at home as well. Ghar baith kar bhi aaram se, comfort of the sofa pe aaram se sun sakte hain. You can. But that special nooraniyat, ruhaniyat, which is in the majlis, you won't get that at home. You will get some benefit. Alhamdulillah, ye khali nahi hai. Ye internet par bhi fayda hota hai. Lekin ye unke liye hai jo masjid mein nahi aa sakte hain. Those who can't attend the masjid, mazureen, elders, ladies, they can benefit at home. But those who are able, they should come to the masjid. This has a special effect, togetherness, ijtimaiyat. So whenever there is bayan, talk, whatever type, just attend and try and benefit as much as you can. MashaAllah, today's topic is a very nice topic. Abhi sahab theek thaak hain, khairiyat se hain, MashaAllah. Abhi Bashir sahab tashreef laye hue hain. Today's topic is about unity, ittihad, ittihad bain al-Muslimin. We should have ittihad, ittifaq, agreement, mutual agreement, peace, harmony, love. Unity among the family, husband, wife, kids, parents, siblings, uncles, aunties, nephews, nieces, grandparents. We all need to be on the same level. We should have that muhabbat and love for one another within the family. Otherwise, the family unit cannot function. If there are disagreements, fights, arguments, how can the family unit move forward? How can you be there for one another? How can you help one another in times of need? If there are arguments about miras, someone's name is on the house and he's saying, it's my house, I'm not giving anyone. There'll be fights within the family. Arguments, other sisters might not be able to do anything, but they will be really angry inside. They might even do baddua for that brother who's not giving them their haq. They might curse them. Society will talk about them. Pilawawathe. He's like that. Khayyo ben nuhaq. Bhai ka haq kha gaya. Rishtedaron ka haq kha gaya. Is dunya ka kya fayda? These worldly possessions are disuniting us, affecting our spiritual life. And jab kisi ka haq maar le, uske baad kills our ruhani spirituality. پھر نماز کے لیے آنا بھاری لگتا ہے نیک عمل کرنا قرآن پڑھنا ذکر کرنا it's a struggle. You have to fight with yourself to do all these things. But when there is muhabbat and love within the family, everything is going smoothly, then our dini life is also smooth. Alhamdulillah, نماز, روزہ, تلاوت, ذکر, اذکار, whatever معمولات, وظائف, اوراد. You know, you do everything smoothly, peacefully. There's so much sukoon in your life. So in order to bring that sukoon, first of all, we need unity within our own families. Muhabbat, love with one another. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I tell you who are the people of Jannat? And then he said, the person who is best لِكُلِّ ذِي قُرْبَى وَمُسْلِمٍ, for every relative and every Muslim. Meaning he is hayyin, layyin, soft and gentle with his relatives. Sometimes we are nice with other people outside. But in our family, home and meetings, we are like shere babar, lion, fighting, arguing. Or dusro ke samne haji hazur ji hazrat aap theek hai na. Isliye huzur ne kaha nahi, you can be soft with others, but you have to be soft with your brother, with your mother, with your father, with your relatives. You know, some people are very stern and very hard, not easy to deal with. Now, I know someone in one area down south, bichara, he's not so well off. He lives in a rented property, struggles to pay rent. His brother is a very well-known solicitor. He's got about 25, 30 houses. So someone said to him, yeah, tere bhai ko ek ghar de de, bichara, he lives in a rented property and he struggled to pay the rent. He said, he'll be at ease. He's your brother, he's your sibling, you're from the same parents, same mother. He said, nah, I'm not giving it. I earn this money with my own effort, hard work. He should go and earn as well. But you are a solicitor, you earn, bichara, he did not get any degree, he's not got a job, he's trying to do some business. Help him out. Lekin nahi. Dusre ko help karenge. Koi mangne ke liye aa gaya, koi chande wala aa gaya, to usko 1000 pound bhi de denge, 2000 bhi de denge. Bhai ko ek penny bhi nahi denge. Isliye huzur ne farmaya, family ke saath achcha sulook karo. We need to first soften our hearts with our family members. Har ek ke saath narmi se pesh aana hai, softly, gently, kindly, nicely. Sometimes fight ho jati hai, baap ke saath fight ho gayi. To ek aadmi baap ke saath kuch anban ho gayi. Ah, ladai, jhagda, aisa fala tez meri. Kehta, if I had gun, I would shoot my dad. Le, if I had gun, I would shoot my dad. Wo tera baap hai. To kehta, mere baap ko shooting kar dunga. Aise ho jate hain log. That's how people become, they lose their feelings. And the way social media is heading and is taking us on this route of Simpson, when Simpson shouts at his dad and mom and he calls them stupid fools, so our kids learn from there. And they also behave like that with their parents. So we need to understand, by humanity, insaniyat, we are human beings. Even wild beasts are gentle with their babies and the babies are gentle with their parents. Even sher ka bachcha, sher uske saath meharbani se pesh aayega, aur sher ka bachcha bhi apne baap ke saath khelega, kudega, us par jump karega. To jab wild animal aapas mein mohabbat se rehte hain, family unit hoti hai unki, hum to insaan hain bhai. Sabse pehle, most important unity and family unit is with the relatives, family members. Until you don't get into this system, you can't cross. Phir ajnabi ke saath, ghairon ke saath, outside family. Unity with those who are outside, within the community. Har ek ke saath, mohabbat se pesh aane ka. Ab ye hub fillah, bughz fillah, isko kitna stress kiya gaya hadith mein. Aapas mein mohabbat. In hadith mein farmaya, whoever has three qualities will get the halawat and sweetness of iman in his heart. He will feel that halawat of iman, provided you have three qualities. The first quality is that Allah and His Rasul are more beloved to you than everyone else. On top, Allah and His Rasul. Bas. Baki, our friends, our hobbies, our sports, our other desires, rasam, rivaj, shahwat, shubuhat, everything, you put them back, Allah Rasul first. What does Allah say? What is the sunnat of His Rasul? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, أن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله. That a person loves his Muslim brother just for the sake of Allah, not based on any personal interest, any gain, any other motive. But main aapse mohabbat karun, aap mujhse mohabbat kare Allah ke liye. Mujhe aapse koi gharz nahi, aapko mujhse koi gharz nahi. Ye hub fillah hai. We meet and greet one another. A sign of this is when you meet in the masjid, outside, on the road, you do salam to one another. You smile at one another. Assalamu alaikum. Theek thaak ho bhai. Khairiyat hai. Hadith Sharif says, وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ وَأَنْتَ مُنْبَسِطٌ إِلَيْهِ وَجْهًا. It is part of sadaqah that you meet your brother with a smiling face. And you spread yourself out to him. Kya hal hai, theek thaak ho, khair khairiyat hai. To ek dusre se mile, pyar se, mohabbat se, with love. Now, this will only happen when your heart is pure, clean. If there are grudges in the heart, there is hatred in the heart, there is jealousy in the heart, there is some malice and rancor and booze and adawat and dushmani in the heart, then you can't meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face and with greeting and salam on your lips. Because that grudge will stop you. That hatred, jealousy will stop you. That animosity and dushmani will stop you. You will turn your face the other side. Some time ago, I went down south in one masjid. There was a bayan. So I said to one of the satis who was with me, "Hu bayan karo." Kehne lage, "Mar sahab, mohabbat par bayan karo." Maine kaha, "Kyun?" Kehne, "Yahan do budde bhai hain. 30 saal se ek dusre se bolte nahi hain. Namaz padhne ke liye to ek buddha us kone mein namaz padha hai, dusra us kone mein. Majal hai ki unka kona mix ho. Ek us darwaze se dakhil hoga udhar jayega, dusra us darwaze se dakhil hoga udhar jayega. Ek dusre ka muh bhi nahi dekhenge 30 saal se. Kuch ladai hogi. There must have had a fight. But the oldies are not on speaking term for 30 years. Manga bhai, ye to ajeeb kissa hai. Pehli dafa suna hai to. Lekin hai. There are people like this. That's why Huzur said, but you meet one another with a smiling face. Don't keep any grudges in your heart. Clean your heart. Jab heart clean ho jayega, to aapas mein mohabbat hogi, taalluq hoga, unity hogi, ittihad aur ittifaq hoga. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, similar hadith, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ كُلُّ صَدُوقِ اللِّسَانِ مَخْمُومِ الْقَلْبِ. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَدُوقُ اللِّسَانِ نَعْرِفُهُ فَمَا مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ؟ قَالَ التَّقِيُّ النَّقِيُّ الَّذِي لَا إِثْمَ فِيهِ وَلَا بَغْيَ وَلَا غِلَّ وَلَا حَسَدَ. جَنَّتِي is that person who has a truthful tongue and a clean heart. Ya Rasulullah, we understand saduqul lisan. What is makhmumul qalb? He used the word makhmum. And khamma yakhummu means to sweep. Jhaadu dena. Ab ye masjid koi jhaadu dega, to he has to sweep each and every corner. Agar upar upar se idhar quickly kar lega, to aadhi masjid to gandhi hogi. You have to cover the whole carpet to make it look clean and nice. That's called khamma, to sweep and take all the dirt away, nothing is left. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is makhmumul qalb? Jiske dil ko jhadu diya gaya ho. The heart which has been sweeped clean. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's that heart, at-taqiyyu, which has taqwa in it. Taqwa is in the heart. Taqwa is not on the zahir. Real taqwa is in the batin. At-taqiyyu. An-naqiyyu. Saaf sutra. Naqi. Bilkul clean heart. Naqiyyun. Arabi mein kehte hain, sufed meide ho. Sufed meida. Fine flour. Roti banane ka hota hai. तो उस आटे में उस फ्लावर में अगर कचरा है तो रोटी नहीं बनेगी। ये तो खराब आटा है यार, फेंको इसको, दूसरा लाओ, जो बिगड़ गया है, खराब हो गया है। तो नकी असल में सफ़ेद मैदी को कहते हैं, बिल्कुल प्योर सफ़ेद क्लीन, सो यू कैन मेक नाइस रोटी विद इट। तो फरमाया वो दिल जो प्योर साफ क्लीन, उसमें कोई कचरा वचरा नहीं है। अल्लज़ी ला इस्मा फीह, द हार्ट इन विच देर इज़ नो सिन, इट्स नॉट डिज़ायरस ऑफ सिन, इट डज़न्ट वॉन्ट टू सिन। हमारे दिल में तकाज़ा होता है ना गुनाह करने का, और अब तो गुनाह के बहुत असबाब हैं, ज़ुनूबुल ख़लवात। वन अरबिक शेख वॉज टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस, ही सेड इहज़रू ज़ुनूबुल ख़लवात, बीवेयर ऑफ द सिन्स ऑफ प्राइवेसी। यू नो सिन्स ऑफ प्राइवेसी आर किलर्स, व्हेन यू आर इन योर ओन इन योर होम, nobody is watching you and you're on your mobile laptop or whatever other gadgets, you can do whatever you want, you can behave the way you want, and you watch dirty stuff, nauzu billah, porn, blue movie, gandi gandi cheeze, blue gandi videos, you think nobody is watching you, but Allah is alim and khabir, he's watching you at that time. So zunubul khalawat, you have to stay away from them. So the heart in which there is no desire for sinning, and wala baghiya, and in which there is no zulm upon anyone, the heart is so clean that he does not want to take the right of anyone, no injustice towards anyone, zulm, be-insafi, he doesn't do be-insafi with anyone, he does insaf, adl, justice, he treats everyone fairly, equality, fairness, justice. And wala hasada, the heart in which there is no hasad, no jealousy. That is the pure heart, that is the heart which has been swept and clean and cleansed and purified. Again, what is makhmumul qalb? That heart which has taqwa, which is saaf, sutra, in which there is no desire of sinning, in which there is no injustice and inequality, and in which there is no ghil and no hasad, no rancor, no malice, hatred, and no hasad, no jealousy to anyone. That heart is a pure golden heart. And this heart will go in Jannah. He is Jannati. So, in order to create unity among the society, we all need to have a clean heart, a pure heart. When the heart is clean, we will have unity among the society, among the community. And then we need the unity among our ulama-i kiram, mashayikh-i izam. Alhamdulillah, our ulama, they have love for one another, they have respect for one another. Asatizah-i kiram, in madrasa, in darul ulum, in masjid, wherever they are, our mashayikh, our elders. You have your mashayikh. MashaAllah, Blackburn is a city of Madinatul Ilmi wal Ulama wal Mashayikh. I was saying the other day in that masjid, to your Hayyal al Salah, there is Mufti Ikram Sahab. And your Hayyal al Falah, there is Mufti Saleh Sahab. And to your north, there is Mufti Shabbir Sahab. And to your south, there is Mufti Abdul Samad Sahab. And you have Mufti Ibrahim Raja Sahab. And you have Mufti Bismillah Sahab's son, MashaAllah. And you have all Muftis, Muftis, Madin. Blackburn is filled with Muftiyan Ikram. Someone asked me some question the other day. I said, bhai, ye tumhari yahan itne mufti hain, inko jaake poochho nahi. So you are blessed to have these mashayikh. And alhamdulillah, their hearts are united. They have love and respect for one another. We need to have that love and respect. And then we will be united. So, unity among the family, unity among the community, in the masjid, in the society. Huzur said, if you have that, your society will flourish, you will move forward. Now, this unity is important, extremely important. Zaruri hai. When there is disunity, then we will get that notion of divide and rule. People will divide us and rule over us. And this has happened throughout history. So we can't divide ourselves. We can't discriminate against one another based on color, based on understanding. My understanding is different from your understanding. So I have grudge against you. I am a different person to you. Now these types of divisions, they will harm us. There are so many harms of disunity. And this is why Quran and Hadith pay great importance to unity. In fact, if you look at the society of Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, when Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent as a Rasul, they are all divided. In Makkah Mukarrama, Quraysh is the big tribe. And there are small khandans and families, kumbas, small tribes in them. Banu Hashim, Banu Adi, Banu Taim, Banu Umayya, Banu Abd Shams, others. And then this is within Makkah. And then outside Makkah you have Taif. And the people of Taif have various groups among them. And then the other areas around. So the whole Arabian Peninsula is covered by tribalism. And these tribes always have their feuds and they are fighting with one another. There's so many feuds and arguments and fights among them that sometimes a fight would last for decades. In fact, for centuries. Someone's dada had done something to the other dada and they killed their dada and they killed their dada and then the fight went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's still continuing today. It's never-ending feud. They used to have grudges and always they used to go on a killing spree. If a person killed someone, one person from that family, then they would come and kill 10 people from this family. And when they get power, they go and kill 20 people from that family. And this would continue. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent as a Rasul among them. He brings them under one umbrella, the umbrella of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. People come to Makkah Mukarrama, embrace Islam. Medina Munawwara, Islam reaches there. They come to Makkah Mukarrama for Mawsim Hajj. And in the year 10, there is Bayatul Aqaba. In the year 11, Bayatul Aqaba Saniya. And then the following year, they invite Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Medina Sharif. Now when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrives in Medina after Hijrah, there are two major tribes, Aus and Khazraj. And these two tribes had long scores to settle, fights. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that 5 years before Hijrat, 5 years before Hijrat, there was a huge war that broke out between Aus and Khazraj. And many of their leaders and the elders were killed in that war. When Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Sharif after Hijrah, it was the youngsters who had become the leaders now. It seemed that Allah had paved the way for the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if those leaders were still alive, then they would have behaved like the leaders of Makkah Mukarrama, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and Utbah and Shaybah and Rabi'ah. They would have been stubborn. They would not have embraced Islam. But the youngsters, Sa'd ibn Mu'az, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, Usayd ibn Hudayr, Abbad ibn Bishr, they were the young and they were the leaders of their community. And the youngsters are not so staunch and not so stubborn like the elders who are very strong in their beliefs and they are hard to budge. So they invited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They embraced Islam. And when Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, he was a young man. He was only in his 30s. He went to his qabila, Banu Abdul Ashhal. He gathered them all and he said, Kalamu nisa'ikum wa rijalikum alayya haramun hatta tuslimu. It is haram for your men and your women to have any conversation with me unless and until you embrace Islam. Jab tak tum sab musalman na ho jao, khabardar mujhse koi baat ki do. to by nightfall, the whole qabila of Banu Abdul Ashhal had entered the fold of Islam. This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayru duril ansar Banu Najjar, thumma Banu Abdul Ashhal." Because Banu Najjar, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's relation is in there. His Naniyal is from there. And then he mentioned Banu Abdul Ashhal because it was the first full qabila to enter Islam. Now, we had tribal feuds from before. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and got rid of all that and he united them. And their hearts were united. Aus and Khazraj, they were both united. They no longer had their fights. They were both like brothers, real brothers. They used to care for one another. And they were all under one banner, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now the munafiqeen sometimes used to try their best to remind them of their previous fights and urge them to fight with one another. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as he would hear about this, he would rush. On one occasion, there was a fight among Banu Amr ibn Auf. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam rushed to do sulah with them. So much so that it was namaz time here in Medina Munawwara, and they waited and waited, and then they started namaz, and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf went ahead and he led the salah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy, he was delayed. And by the time he came, namaz had started, a few rakats were already done. He was masbuk, so he prayed at the back. And then he prayed behind Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and then he did his rakat, which was masbuk, sabqat. So he gave more importance to getting rid of that disunity and that fight and uniting their hearts over namaz as well. So namaz phir pad lenge, pehle ye kaam zaruri hai, ladai nahi honi chahiye. Unity, ittifaq. Huzur created that. On another occasion in the incident of Ifk, Aus and Khazraj, they just somehow, erupted. And they were going to fight. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came off the mimbar. And he said, calm them, boy, calm down. Don't fight, please don't fight. Until they all calm down. So, unity is important. Shaitan always tries to make us fight with one another. We have to understand where we are going wrong. We should not be hot-headed. If some ghussa and anger comes for some reason, we have to control ourselves, control our emotions. Even at home, husband, wife, if you have a fight, then try and understand the differences of one another. Calm down. Have a glass of cold water. Do wuzu. Sit down. If you are standing, sit down. Sitting, lie down. If you can't, then go outside for some fresh air. Cool, calm down. And then avoid that jagra and that fight and argument. And similarly, so this is why on one occasion when Aus and Khazraj, had some fight among them, argument among them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses of Surah An-Nisa, which I recited in front of you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. اے ایمان والو اللہ سے ڈرو جیسا کہ اللہ سے ڈرنے کا حق ہے اور یاد رکھو تمہاری موت نہ آئے مگر اس حالت میں کہ تم مسلمان ہو. Fear Allah as you should fear him and make sure you die as Muslims. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا and hold on to the rope of Allah all together. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا and do not be divided among yourselves. Allah کی رسی کو مضبوط تھام لو اور آپس میں تفرقہ بازی پھوٹ پھاٹ disunity مت کرو. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Remember Allah's ni'mats upon you when you were enemies, hostile, dushman of one another. Then Allah united your heart. He put ulfat, muhabbat, love, unity among your hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا and you became brothers by the favor and blessing and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aage kya hai, fasbahtum bi ni'mati ikhwana wa kuntum ala shafa hufratin minan nar fa anqadhakum biha. Hai hai, tum jahannam ke ghade ke kinare par aa gaye the, girne wale the, Allah ne tumko wahan se bacha liya. You were on the edge of the cliff of Jahannam, about to fall inside. Allah saved you from there. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in another place Allah said, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَسِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah created ulfat, muhabbat, love, unity between their hearts, among their hearts. Had you spent all the treasures of the earth to unite them, you would not have been able to do so. It is Allah who united their hearts. Money, you give someone some money with lalach, then as long as that lalach and money is there, you keep giving them money, they will respect you. As soon as your money is finished, they'll desert you. Islam was based on qurbani, sacrifice. Allah offered our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mountains could be turned into gold for him. He said, no, I don't want that. Because if people have iman and bring faith because of money, then they will lose faith very quickly. He wanted the iman and faith to be based on qurbani, sacrifice, mujahada. And then that iman will be strong. This is why the earliest Muslims are the strongest Muslims. Like Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Khabbab, Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The earliest Muslims, they are the strongest Muslims. And among the Ansar as well, those who did Bayat in Aqaba, Ula and Thaniya, they are called An-Naqib. Nuqaba is their title. Ubadah ibn Samit is Ahadun Nuqaba. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates love within the hearts. Since I read this ayat of Surah Tawbah, Imam sahab ko ek wazifa bhi bata dete hain. Amal-e-Qurani mein likha hai. Miyan biwi mein ladai hai. To 3 martaba durood sharif. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ سَيِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ تَكْ 11 مرتبہ. پھر 3 مرتبہ درود شریف. اور اس کو ایک شوگر کے پیکٹ پر دم کر کے دے دو کہ وہ اس کو کھاتے رہیں. اللہ اس میں جوڑ پیدا کریں گے. فائدہ ہے اس آیت کریمہ کا. ویسے اور چیزیں تو کرنی ہیں, لیکن یہ بھی ایک عمل ہے الفت کے لیے, محبت کے لیے. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. 11 ٹائمز. اور اس کی تھی میٹھی چیز پہ, شوگر نہیں تو کوئی مٹھائی ہے, حبشی حلوہ ہے, کوئی فیورٹ چاکلیٹ ہے, اس پہ دم کر کے دے دو, کھجور ہے, کہ جاؤ اس کو دونوں میاں بیوی کھاؤ, اللہ تمہارے دلوں میں جوڑ پیدا کریں گے. بلکہ اگر کمیونٹی میں, سوسائٹی میں بھی ایسا ہو, تو ایسا تھوڑا سا کوشش کرنے کی, شاید اس کی برکت سے اللہ پاک کلام پاک کی برکت سے جوڑ پیدا کر دے اور آپس میں اتفاق اتحاد پیدا کر دے اور ہمارے جھگڑے جو ہیں وہ ختم کرے اللہ پاک. تو یہ ہے قرآن شریف. دیکھو کتنا اچھا قرآن شریف میں آپ اگر سورہ حجرات پڑھیں گے, دیکھو اس قرآن شریف میں سورہ حجرات میں اللہ پاک نے کہہ دیا, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِن فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. اور اس کے بعد اللہ پاک نے کہا, 6 اللہ پاک نے احکام بیان کی آپس میں الفت اور یونٹی پیدا کرنے کے لیے. پہلے تو کہا کہ اگر if two groups fight, then make them sit down and talk to them, have some dialogue, discussion. Remove the differences. Even miyan biwi's difference, Allah says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعْثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. تو اس میں بھی, you know, if there is fight between husband and wife, they tried their best, nothing is happening, and the final resort, don't give talaq. Allah said, don't give talaq. Talaq is bad. You know, get someone to listen to you, listen to her. One from your side, one from her side. They both listen to both sides' stories. They sit down and talk among themselves. And they can try and remove the differences. And then they can try and reconcile between the husband and wife. Then they can call the husband and wife both. Hey, 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 there are problems. There are problems. Two sudrija, two hukar, two nakar. Mohabbat ho jayegi aapas mein. You need some wadils in the society who are strong, who can listen to both sides, and then who can try and remove the differences and create muhabbat. Allah ke waste, don't get to talaq. Talaq is the worst thing that can happen to a family. Families, you know, lives are shattered. Children idhar udhar zaya ho jate hain. One parent family bichari, wo aurat thak jati hai, bachon ko kaise sambhale. Isliye usme bahut ehtiyat ki zarurat hai. Unity, muhabbat. So wahan par bhi kaha fabasu hakaman min ahli wa hakaman min ahli, yahan par bhi kaha fa aslihu bainahuma. Aur phir aage Allah ne 6 ahkam bayan kiye, la yaskhar qaumun min qaum, don't make fun of one another. Aage wala talmizu anfusakum, don't give bad nicknames to one another. Wala tanabazu bil, sorry, don't taunt one another, don't find faults in other people. Usme ye khami, usme ye khami, usme ye khami. Wo aisa, uski beti aisi, uska beta aisa. His son does this, his daughter is like that. My family is very good, their family is no good. So this is finding faults. Don't find faults in other people. Don't look for other people's faults. Hazrat Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi ka sher hai. Jo Hazrat Maulana Hashim sahab damat barakatuhum مدفیزوہم اللہ مراتبہم سے ہم نے پڑھنے کے زمانے میں سنا تھا, فارسی کا شعر ہے. مرا پیر دانا اے مرشد شہاب, دو اندرز فرمود بر روئے آب, یکے آن کے بر غیر بدبی مباش, و دیگر آن کے بر خیش خود بی مباش. I was riding on the boat with my شیخ, شیخ شہاب الدین سہروردی رحمت اللہ علیہ, and he gave me two beautiful نصیحتس. یکی آن کے برغیر بدبی مباش. One nasihat was that don't look at the faults of other people. Don't look at their faults. Don't keep criticizing. وہ ایسا, وہ ایسی, وہ ایسا, فنا ایسا, فنا ایسا. یہ تمہارا دماغ خراب ہے. You are the one who's at fault because you are looking at other people's faults. Why do you have to look at other people's faults? One murid came to his sheikh and he said, sheikh, you know, I go outside and I see people doing so bad stuff. You know, what can I do? So Sheikh said to him, 1 minute, come here. He gave him a glass of water. Full. He said, take this glass through the market and make sure not even a drop falls. And he said to another person, take this soti with you. Stick. If the water falls, beat him up from behind. Give him a soti from behind. And he said, no. Now in those days, market is, you know, full of people jumping, pushing, shoving here and there. Now he had to be really careful to take that water through the market to the other side and give it to whoever Sheikh said so. And the person was behind him. He went there, he delivered water, he came back. And now Sheikh asked him, what happened? I delivered your water. So what did you see in the market? I didn't see anything. I was focusing on the water. I said, you see, when you look at other people, then you see the faults in them. Why do you have to look at other people and see who's doing what and who's doing what? Just focus on your own self. So he said, one nasihat was, don't never look at the faults in other people. Yakeena ke bar ghair badbi mabash. Ghair ki upar badbi na banna. ان کی برائیوں کو مت دیکھنا, ان کے فالس مت ڈھونڈنا, ان کو پن پوائنٹ مت کرنا, فنا ایسا, فنا ایسا, فنا ایسا, فنا ایسا. That's no good. اور دیگران کے برخیش خود بھی مباش. And second point he said was, don't look at your own good attributes. Don't look at the good inside you. Okay, I'm very good. You know, so and so doesn't pray, you know, So I pray at least 2 namaz a day. He doesn't pray 1. But 5 padhne ki hai. Wo 5 nahi padhta hai. Sirf 2 padhta hai. Kehte fulan to ek bhi nahi padhta. Main to 2 to padhta hu. So he is looking at the good inside him, at his good attributes. Main aisa hu, main aisa hu, main aisa hu. I am so good. I am so good. My family is so good. My children are so good. Bhai nahi bhai. Don't look at the good in you. This is the second nasihat. One is, don't look at the other people in a blaming manner with looking for their faults. And the second is, don't look at your own khubis and the goodness within you. Rather, it should be reversed. Look at the good in other people and look at your own faults. See that, oh, I am blameworthy. I shouldn't be doing this. I am doing this wrong. Allah forgive me. Haan bhai, main bahut gunahgar aadmi hoon. Allah mujhe maaf kare. Hamare buzurgaan din aise hi the. Hazrat Fuzail ibn Iyaz, such a huge personality. He is in Hajj, in Maidan Arafat. And all day he's just quiet. He couldn't do anything. Someone asked him, and he said, I'm thinking that if I was not here, Allah would have forgiven all these people. Because I am so sinful, I am here. Maybe I am the cause of stopping that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now look at him, he's looking at his own faults. He's blaming himself. Even Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at his dua when he was returning from Taif. You know the dua he made? Allahumma ilayka ashku dha'fa quwwati wa qillati hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas. He's blaming himself. Oh Allah, I relate to you the weakness of myself and the feebleness of my planning and my lowliness in the eyes of people. Ya arhamar rahimin, anta rabbul mustada'afin wa anta rabbi. You are arhamur rahimin. You are the Rabb of mustada'afin. You are my Rabb. Ila man takiluni, to whom do you hand me over? إِلَىٰ بَعِيدٍ يَتَجَهَّمُنِي, to a distant person who is going to attack me. أَمْ إِلَىٰ عَدُوٍ مَلَّكْتَهُ أَمْرِي, or an enemy in whose hands you have given my affairs. إِلْ لَمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِطًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي, if you're not angry with me, then I don't care what happens. إِلْ لَمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِطًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي, غَيْرَ أَنَّ عَافِيَتَكَ هِيَ أَوْسَعُ لِي, your afiyat is more encompassing and broad for me. أعوذ بنور وجهك الذي أشرقت له الظلمات وصلح عليه أمر الدنيا والآخرة من أن ينزل بي غضبك لك العقبى حتى ترضى ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. So he said, إليك أشكو ضعف قوتي. I am in the wrong. I made my planning wrong. Please forgive me, O Allah. So Sheikh Saadi's nasihat was, Sheikh Shihabuddin's nasihat was, don't look at faults in other people and start blaming them. And don't look at your own good attributes thinking, I am so good, I have this, I have that. No. Allah said over here, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't give bad nicknames to other people. Sometimes, kisi ko ek kharab nickname de diya, wo chipak gaya uske saath. Puri zindagi bhi usko us bad nickname se logo yaad karte hain. To aapne diya tha, to puri zindagi aapko guna hoga. You started it. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And then, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Number four, conjecture. Bad thoughts about other people. سُوِيَ ظَنْ. Hadith Sharif said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنْ فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Refrain from bad thoughts about other people because the thoughts are the worst of lies. One lie is that Zaid Amr Bakr tells you a lie about someone, that so and so said this about you, and you have grudge and you start fighting and you start, hey, you said this to, about me. So one lie is someone tells you a lie, and the other lie is you yourself think bad about him. Oh, why did he do that the other day? To aisa kyun kiya tha, aisa kyun bola tha, acha uska ye meaning hoga. So you, and then when you keep thinking like that, then the thoughts gather one after the other, one after the other. Or ye badgumani phir badhti jati hai. Badgumani is one of the worst sins, hadith says. Hazrat Maulana Qari Amir Hassan Saab rahmatullahi alayh came to our Zakariya Masjid long time ago, in the old Zakariya Masjid, and he gave bayan on three things. He said, is zamane mein teen guna bahut aam hai. Badgumani, badzubani, badnigahi. Badgumani, people always think bad about other people. And when you have that bad thoughts about someone, then badzumani. That thought becomes words. You say that bad thing about him, which has no basis. It's a lie, it's a fabrication. It's, you made it up in your mind. And then you uttered it. And that's what's causing the fight and the disunity among the community. and bad nazri, bad nigahi. And the third major sin is, which is rampant, he said, awam mein bhi, khawas mein bhi. Even in general public, and even in the khawas, these three sins are widespread. Bad gumani, bad zubani, and bad nigahi. Having bad thoughts about other people, talking bad about other people, backbiting, and bad nazri, bad nigahi, evil gaze, evil staring at the opposite gender. I'm talking this about 30 years ago. Or up to social media, mobile phone, bad nigahi, bahut aam ho gayi hai. Allah hamari hifazat kare, Allah hamari aankhon ko paak rakhe, na paak hone se bachaye Allah hamari. So Allah Pak said over here, fourth guna is ijtanibu kathiran min az-zann, inna ba'd az-zann ithmun. And number five, Allah said, wala tajassasu. تجسس کے معنی اردو میں چکڑی مت کرو. بعض لوگوں کو چکڑی کرنے کی عادت ہوتی ہے, ادھر ادھر دیکھتے ہیں اس کے گھر میں, اس میں پیپنگ کیا, اس کا کرٹن کھلا ہے, وہ کیا ہو رہا ہے وہاں پر, اس کے گھر میں کیا رہا, اس کے گھر میں کیا, اس کا لڑکا کیا کر رہا, اس کی لڑکی کیا کر رہی ہے. بھائی, وائی ڈو یو ہیو ٹو بٹ ان ادر پیپلز بزنس. من حسن اسلام المرء ترکہ ما لا یعنیہ. دا بیوٹی آف اے پرسنز اسلام از دیٹ ہی لیوز لائنی تھنگس. Well, that which does not concern me, I have nothing to do with it. Why should I be bothered about it? But it's not my affair. He says, just let me do my work. I don't want to be distracted. I want to do what I'm doing. That's it. Finish, full stop. I don't want to know what so-and-so is doing, what's happening here and what's happening there. Mujhe usse kuch lena dena nahi. Ye aadmi bahut achha musalman hai. Because he doesn't get into anything which does not concern him. I will only focus on what concerns me. Why should I concern, focus on what other people are doing? There's too many people, too many things. I've got too many things to do. Let me keep busy with what I'm doing. And finally, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Ghibat. These ghibat, don't do ghibat, don't backbite. Ghibat is bad. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Why do you eat other people's flesh, your own brother's flesh? How can you eat his meat? You want to make, you know, take the flesh of your brother and make kebabs and eat those kebabs from his flesh? You would hate that. So doing ghibat is like taking his flesh and making kebab and burger with it and eating it. Toba toba, astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is ghibat. And this is what gets rid of the unity, ittifaq, ittihad, and ulfat, and muhabbat, and mawaddat from the hearts and qulub. So focus on these six things, because they are the main root causes of fights. Allah mentioned fights before that. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا. And the reason for these fights are these six things. If you have these six things, you will fight, you will be disunited. Remove these things, clean your society. And paak rakho, muashre ko, muashre ko, society ko paak aur clean rakho, to aapas mein ittihad, iltifaq, ulfat aur muhabbat aur mawaddat paida hogi. تو یہ آج کا سبق یہی ہے, ہمارے آپس میں اتفاق اتحاد کیسے پیدا ہو. یہ اس کے ہیں, اس کے کچھ پرنسپلز ہوں گے, اور میں لکھ کر بھی لایا تھا لیکن اب ٹائم نہیں, میں کہاں سے کہاں چل گیا, لیکن پھر بھی آپ کو تھوڑا اشارہ کر دیتا ہوں, جلدی اشارہ کر دیتا ہوں. برنگنگ یونٹی امانگ مسلمز از کروشل گول فار فاسٹرنگ اے اسٹرانگ ہارمونیس اینڈ تھرائیونگ کمیونٹی. The principles of unity in Islam are deeply rooted in the Quran and Sunnah and revolve around essential values that promote love, cooperation, and mutual respect. There are some points which we need to note over here. Number one, wa'tasimu bihablillah. Tawheed. We should all come under the one umbrella of Tawheed. Bas, oneness of Allah. Number two, ukhuwat. Brotherhood, ummat pana. We have to remember we are one ummah. Whoever we are, once we declare la ilaha illallah, we are one ummah. Focus on that brotherhood, ummat pana. Hazrat ji, Maulana Yusuf sahab, Kandalvi rahmatullah ali, Amir Jamaat Tabligh. His final taqreer before he had the heart attack and died was about ummat pana. How can we bring this ummat pana? And tablighi misaj, tablighi mentality and tablighi way of working is the best and easiest way to bring this ummat pana and love and muhabbat and one nation among the society. Because Tablighis don't talk about aqidah, they don't talk about masala masail, they don't go into details of these things. They focus on basics, chhe number, and they stay within that line. And they say, bhai, aap masle masail ulama se poocho, ye deep baatein ulama ke paas jao, fazail ke liye humare paas aao. Aur usme sab barabar hain. Koi ghora ho, ke koi kala ho, ke koi arbi ho, ke koi ajmi ho, ke koi sudani ho, ke koi habshi ho, ke koi bhi ho, hum sab musalman hain. Achha, isme, to ye brotherhood. Isme phir ye ke ek baat, one point. You know, creating unity with other religions. Is that possible? Bolo? Creating unity in dini aqaid, in beliefs. Can we unite all the aqidahs and beliefs of all the other mazahib, whether it is Yahudi or Nasrani or Hindu and Muslim and Buddhist? Can we collect and gather all the aqaid together? No. They are all different. Right? They don't want to unite with us in our aqidah. So why should we unite with them in their aqidah? Huh? Mutual respect for one another, that is allowed. We respect them, they respect us. In fact, in times of need, we help one another. If you go into history, there were times when the members of the Jewish community were persecuted in Morocco, in Spain, and Muslims protected them, Muslims took them and saved them when these things happened. So to respect, to help, that is something else. That is needed. It should be done. But to make one religion out of all religions, which is the aim of today's society, the Abrahamic Accord. They want to make one religion. That is not possible. Because they themselves don't want to unite with us. So why should we be forced to unite with them? They want to hold on to their principles, their aqidahs, their beliefs. And we want to hold on to our principles. So there can be no unity in the belief. You can't have a mosque which has a place of worship which has a mosque as well, and a church as well, and a synagogue as well, and a mandir as well, and they all worship together. You can't have that. It's different, based on different principles. Similarly, unity between different mazahib, is that needed? No, it's not needed. And this mazahib will fall into two categories. Usul and furu'. Usul, aqaid, like differences with Shia, differences with Qadiani, differences with other members, other people. Now, they are aqaid, usuli difference. So we cannot get together in the usul and the aqaid. We have to leave their aqaid to them, our aqaid to us. Then there is the other difference of furu'i masail. Day-to-day masail, like Rafi Yadain, Qirat Khalf al-Imam, folding the hand on the chest or below the navel, Ameen loudly or silently. These are furu'i ikhtilaf. In there as well, if someone wants to do according to their mazhab, Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, we have united. We all pray in one masjid. You know, in Darul Uloom, we have inspectors. Once we had some inspectors, Hafiz Bashir Sahib knows, year 2004, that was the best inspection we got, outstanding at that time, alhamdulillah. So there were two Muslims who were among the inspectors. One was Mustafa Draper. He was very, bahut achha aadmi tha. He was a very good person. You know, we went around. And at namaz time, they both came to pray namaz. And in Darul Uloom, you know, some of the students said, Ameen, loudly in Maghrib namaz. So afterwards, he said to me, you know, I've been to other places, but they have very strict. You can't hear Ameen there. But in here, we saw Ameen loudly as well. We heard it loudly. That means you are very flexible people. You accommodate for everyone. He said, yes, yes, we accommodate for all students. We have Shafi'i students as well. And we have other. So we can have unity in there, alhamdulillah. And you can pray the way you want to. Huh? If someone tries to impose their belief and their way upon us, we'll say, bhai, you stop. You can pray the way you want to, way you want to, but don't enforce it upon us. Hamare bachon ka brain jo hai usko kharab na karo. Usme tum apna karo, lekin hamari masjid mein aakar don't corrupt our youngsters. What we are doing is also right. That is also in Hadith Sharif. is proven through hadith. We have our dalil, like you have your dalil, we have our dalil. Our public might not know their dalils, but the dalils are there. So, we have to keep things in perspective to bring this ummat pana. What we need to do is respect one another and be united in hearts with one another. We have to, in other words, what they say in English, you know what they say in English? We have to agree to disagree. We have to agree to disagree. We have to agree that we are going to disagree. You are going to pray the way you want to. You are going to pray the way you want to. You are going to pray the way you want to. But we all agree on that. You know, Imam Shafi'i Ramtullahi, we have read somewhere that one of his students, once there was some discussion, and Imam Shafi'i said something, and his student said something, and there was a heated argument, and in the argument he left. So he went home, he was in a bad mood, angry. Shafi'i said, okay. Thodi der baad, someone knocked on his door. Who is it? Muhammad. Which Muhammad? Muhammad ibn Idris. He never crossed his mind that it could be Shafi'i. He said, which Muhammad Idris is this? And he opened the door, and Imam Shafi'i was there. Hey, Hazrat, you are here. And he said, yes, Allah yahsunu bina an nakuna ikhwanan wa illam natafiq ala shayin. Can we not be brothers even if we don't agree on something? We are friends, we are brothers. Now look, a ustad is going to his student's house and saying, we are brothers, we are friends. Yaar, isme kya jhagda karne ka? To ye muhabbat ke liye ye cheez zaruri hai, brotherhood. I'll finish off quickly now, it's azan time. Number 3, justice and fairness. We've talked about that. Number 4, forgiving and tolerating. We have to forgive one another. Tolerate one another's differences. Number 5, shura. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ. To create unity, we have to make mashwara with one another before moving on and making any decision. Number 6, avoiding sectarianism. Number 7, promoting peace. Number 8, الْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ. Love for the sake of Allah. Number 9, أَخْلَاقِ حَسَنَةً. Number 10, solidarity and cooperation. Number 11, rejecting racism and prejudice. And finally, number 12, using modern communication tools to bring about unity among the society. ये बहुत बड़ी बात है, इसमें लंबी बात कर सकते हैं. ये आपके जो WhatsApp है, Facebook है, YouTube है, इस पे अच्छी अच्छी बातें रखें ताकि मोहब्बत पैदा हो और मोहब्बत से आगे काम बढ़ सके. तो modern technology को भी use it. You know, today, these days, our lives are so busy. We don't get time to go to hospital to visit the sick. We don't get time to go to people's home to visit them. But we can at least phone them. You know, when I'm busy, one of my friends or someone elder, someone is there, I just give them a phone call. Even that phone call cheers them up. भाई ठीक ठाक हो ना, कैसे हो, खैरियत हो, आपकी तबीयत कैसी है, मैंने सुना था आप बीमार पड़ गए थे, सॉरी भाई, मैं लगी भी शिफा, मैं लगी भी सेफ एंड हेल्थी. वो बेचारा चीयर, अरे मौलवी साहब का फोन आया यार, मौलाना अब्दुल रहीम फोन भी, तो वो खुश हो जाता है बेचारा. So sometimes, you know, you have to use that technology in order to increase that love and muhabbat and friendship within the society. If we practice on these things, al-hub fillah and tahabub fillah, the hadith says, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call people and say, where are those who used to love one another for me? Allah will make them sit on mimbar of noor. And the anbiya and shuhada will envy them. Aray bhai, pila loko to jo noor na mimbar par baitha hai. Dekho to sahab noor ke mimbar par baithe hai. Allah will, you know, Allah will put them, and He will say, "Al-mutahabuna bi jalali, al-yawma udhilluhum fi zilli, yawma la zilla illa zilli." Who used to love one another for my sake, I will give them special shade today when there is no shade beside my shade. He said, "Wajabat muhabbati lil-mutahabina fiya, wal-mutabadhilina fiya, wal-mutajalisina fiya, wal-mutazawirina fiya." My muhabbat, Allah said, my muhabbat is wajib for those who love one another for my sake, who spend on one another for my sake, who sit with one another for my sake, who visit one another for my sake. My muhabbat is lazim and wajib for such people. So this is the benefit of having, you know, peace, harmony, love, unity within the hearts, love within the hearts, unity among the society. When we have that, our society will flourish. We will move forward. Hamari masjid mein koi bhi koi color wala aa jaye, koi dusra aa jaye, उसको tolerate करो, let them come, उनको कुछ समझाओ, उनको अगर कुछ differences हैं तो उसको दूर करने की कोशिश करो, लेकिन ये कि मोहब्बत के साथ रहो, किसी को भी बुरी नज़र से मत देखो, किसी को भी घटिया और हकीर मत समझो, हर एक का इकराम करो, इज्जत करो, respect करो, बड़ों का respect करो, छोटों पे शफ़क़त करो, अपने contemporaries का एहतराम करो, अदब करो. इस तरह से रहेंगे तो हमारी सोसाइटी पाक रहेगी, साफ रहेगी, सुथरी रहेगी, हमारे दरमियान इत्तेफाक, इत्तेहाद, उल्फत, मोहब्बत, मवद्दत कायम रहेगी. اللہ پاک ہماری سوسائٹی کو اسی طرح کلین رکھے, پاک رکھے, محبت قائم رکھے, ایک دوسرے کا حق پہچاننے, سمجھنے اور ادا کرنے کی توفیق ہم کو نصیب فرمائے. جزاکم اللہ واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین, صلی اللہ وسلم علی سیدنا محمد وعلی وصحابہ اجمعین. اللہم لک الحمد ولک الشکر. پروردگار عالم آپ کی مہربانی توفیق سے جو کچھ کہا اس کو ہمارے دل میں بٹھائیے, عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, ہمارے قلوب کو پاک اور صاف اور کلین فرما دیجیے, آپس میں ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ محبت عطا فرمائیے, گھر گھر میں, بھائی بھائی میں محبت عطا فرمائیے, باپ بیٹے میں محبت عطا فرمائیے, ماں بیٹی میں محبت عطا فرمائیے, ساس بہو میں محبت عطا فرمائیے, میاں بیوی میں محبت عطا فرمائیے, ایک دوسرے کے حقوق سمجھنے اور ادا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, لڑائی جھگڑوں کو ختم فرمائیے, میراث کے جھگڑے ختم فرمائیے, یا اللہ ایک دوسرے کا حق مارنے سے حفاظت فرمائیے, ایک دوسرے کا حق ادا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, ہماری پوری سوسائٹی میں محبت پیدا فرمائیے, یا اللہ ہماری مسجد میں, کمیونٹی میں, کمیٹی میں, آپس میں ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ صلح, صفائی, حسن اخلاق اور اچھا تعلق, محبت سے رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے, پوری دنیا میں یا اللہ اس محبت کو, یا اللہ محبت کو پھیلائیے اور محبت کے ساتھ رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. پروردگار عالم مسلمان بہت پریشان ہیں, تکلیف میں ہیں, ان کی تکلیف پریشانی دور فرمائیے, مظلوم ہیں, ظلم کا خاتمہ فرمائیے, عدل اور انصاف کو دنیا میں قائم فرمائیے, یا اللہ ظالموں کے حق میں ہدایت ہے تو نصیب فرمائیے, نہیں ہے تو آپ ہی جس طرح مناسب سمجھیں, جو بہتر طریقہ ہے اس طرح سے ان کے ساتھ معاملہ فرمائیے, اور ظلم سے پوری دنیا کو نجات عطا فرمائیے, ظالمانہ سسٹم کا خاتمہ فرمائیے, ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں قبول فرمائیے, ہماری اس مسجد نور الاسلام کی حفاظت فرمائیے, یہاں کے ائمہ حضرات کی, کمیٹی والوں کی, کمیونٹی کی, علماء کرام کی, حفاظ کی, مدرسے کی, مکتب کی, یا اللہ جو کچھ یہاں معمولات وغیرہ ہوتے ہیں سب کی حفاظت فرمائیے, اور سب کو قبول و مقبول فرمائیے, تبلیغی کام کو بھی فروغ نصیب فرمائیے, اور مزید اس میں برکتیں عطا فرمائیے, ہمارے مرکز کی بھی حفاظت فرمائیے, اور ہمارے شہر بلیک بن کی تمام مساجد کی, مدارس کی, دارالعلوموں کی, مکاتب قرآنیہ کی, مشائخ کی, یا اللہ چھوٹوں کی, بڑوں کی, ہر مومن مسلم کے جان کی, مال کی, عزت, آبرو, اولاد, دین, ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائیے, ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں سن لیجیے, جو حضرات دعا میں شریک ہیں ہر ایک کے دل میں جو بھی جائز مقصد ہے اس میں کامیابی نصیب فرمائیے. وصلی اللہ وسلم علی سیدنا محمد وآلہ وصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.
Just like to finally thank Hazrat Sahab for taking out his time, his precious time, and giving us his time to give us the words of advice. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to dua man, and if you would like to continue listening to Hazrat's talks, Hazrat has his tafsir every Tuesdays. You know, we can get the link. Hazrat's been doing tafsir on Surah Baqarah. So every Tuesday, you can even attend live to these majlis at Rahim Academy in Bolton. Every Thursday night, Hazrat has his majlis. So if you want to, inshallah, continue benefiting, I would recommend, inshallah, visit Rahim Academy, visit the Hazrat's majlis, see the Da'ulum. If you have children, you know, send our children to the Da'ulum, and we can continue benefiting from Hazrat's majalis. Hazrat's written many books as well on tafsir. You can even continue visiting or reading these books, and inshallah. Hazrat has some books as well. You can see the books, inshallah, outside. As I said, inshallah, people can purchase the kitabs outside as well. So we just like to thank Hazrat again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability. We make dua for Hazrat Allah ta'ala, grant Hazrat long life, barakat in his life, his ilm, his knowledge, and give us ability to appreciate Hazrat's khidmat, accept Hazrat's khidmat, and give us ability to take benefit from Hazrat. Jazakallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salah, qad qamati as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا صالحا ورزقا واسعا والشفاء من كل داء اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المؤمنين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلي اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين. Brothers, just as Imam Sahab announced the Maghrib, today's chanda is from Himachal Pradesh, Misar Wala. Morana Kabiruddin Sahab is our Muhtaram Buzurg. I've been to his madrasa as well. When we were in Saharanpur once, Sheikh Yunus Sahab, Morana Sahab took me there. It's a beautiful area. And mashallah, Morana Sahab is doing good work over there. His madrasa has over 500 students. And there's makatib here and there, over 200 maktabs, in which 19,000 kids are studying. And 2 crores... the annual expenses. So help Maulana Sahab. Inshallah, your money, your zakah, sadqah, lillah will be going in a right place, worthwhile, inshallah. So help out as much as you can. May Allah reward you. Jazakumullah.